101.9 AM 1450 and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk. Stand by, Rutherford County. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Alrighty, good morning, folks, and good morning to you folks. How are you guys this morning?
Good morning. Great.
Good morning.
Well, thanks for hanging out and getting us started this morning on the Action Line. Our guest this morning, as we mentioned, the Center for the Arts crew, and today we're talking about Sweeney Todd. Now, I got to ask, does this have anything to do with Halloween being just a couple weeks away? Because it seems like kind of a ghouly kind of story a little bit. Maybe not 100% in the Halloween fashion, but definitely probably a little bit of a theme there.
Yes.
Awesome. So as we go around the circle with us this morning, Denise Parton, Savannah Gannon, and Ryan Fierro. Now, you guys are going to be involved in the play. And then, of course, Denise, you're kind of behind the scenes. Is that right?
Yes.
All right.
I'm not involved with Sweeney Todd. I'm just involved with Center for the Arts. These two they can answer all your questions about Sweeney Todd. In fact, I've never seen it, but I'm going tonight to opening night, and I'm real excited.
So exciting.
Although I don't do scary things, so I'm kind of afraid.
Well, it is October, so it's kind of the theme for the month.
No time like now, huh?
So if you would dive right in, if you could give us just a, without giving away all the secrets, what is Sweeney Todd all about?
Oh, that's kind of loaded a little bit. Sweeney is a very complex story. There's a lot of storylines that you're following at the same time. But basically, when you see Sweeney, you're going to see how all of these people's lives cross with each other. And you get to see the games that they play with each other and how they're all used as pawns in each other's games. It's very interesting. And the music is insane. It is so difficult, but our cast is somehow pulling it off, and it's incredible to see, truly. We just finished doing the lighting design, and we had our last rehearsal last night, and I think we're ready for this.
Fantastic. Now, I was doing a little bit of research last night and this morning on Sweeney Todd, and I kept seeing little, like, on the internet, say, is it based on a true story, or somebody would have their little take on it being based on a person? Is that true? Is any kind of truth behind that?
I don't think it's based on, like, a true story. It was originally published, I don't remember who, it was a while back, but it was in Penny Dreadful, which was...
That was in, like, the 1840s, like, 1847, I think, is when Penny Dreadful came out.
Yeah, which was just, like, a series of short stories people could buy for a penny, and then, you know, they could... It was like magazines today, basically. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of based on that story. It was originally adapted from that.
Fantastic. Now, Denise is going to be behind the scenes just overall with Center for the Arts, kind of like the patient's long role. She's into everything, but not particularly involved in this production. So what are you guys doing particularly? We'll start off with you, Ryan. What is your part in this?
Well, I got pulled in actually like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, boy.
to fill in for a member of the ensemble. So I'm kind of all over the place in the show.
And he's doing swimmingly, I must say.
Thanks. A little bit of this, a little bit of that. So I pop up all over the place in the show.
All right. And then Savannah, what are you getting into?
I'm playing the role of Joanna. She's one of the supporting characters. The two leads are Lovett and Todd, but the rest of the primaries would be considered... Supporting, yes, I apologize.
Fantastic. Now, did you get thrown into the mix 2 weeks ago, or have you been kind of playing? I think Ryan's kind of the brave one here. He's like the soldier
on
the front line.
I could
just
not do that. No, I auditioned early on and got cast
awesome.
When they released it.
Very cool. Now, how many people? I don't know if you have an exact number, but obviously there's more than just the two of you that are involved. How many people are we looking at? 20, 30, when you think of everybody
20-ish.
On stage? 20-ish.
Yeah, 20.
Fantastic. That would be a great show if we can get all 20 of them in the radio studio. I'd be chaos, but I think that would be a lot of fun. We'll have to try that one next time. So, I don't know if we have enough seats or enough microphones, but we'd figure it out. So you guys are doing Sweeney Todd. The premiere is tonight, and it goes for the next couple weekends. It's going to be Friday, Saturday, the matinee on Sunday. That's generally how that works. Yep. When are all the show times people can see? Is it going to be this weekend, the next weekend, and the following weekend?
Yes, we run through the 27th, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Fridays and Saturdays at 7:30 p.m. and Sundays at 2, the matinee.
Okay, cool. Now, and this is an all-ages show, or is this a show for maybe for adults, maybe a little older of a crew?
Definitely more for adults, a little older. I mean, it's rated R, but there's not, like, a lot of language or anything in it. It's mostly some violence, and it's a very tense show.
Fantastic. Yeah, to say the least.
Awesome. So how long have you guys been involved with the Center for the Arts? I know you said you just kind of jumped into this particular production a few weeks ago, but what's your guys' background with the Center for the Arts?
I've been involved for about a year. When we opened Newsies back in January of this year was my first show at the center. And then I interned for a little while, and then I stepped away, and now I'm involved there as one of the marketing folks as well. So.
Fantastic.
Yes. I have been a part of the center since 2016. The first show I did there was Little Shop of Horrors. Renee Robinson directed it. And ever since, I've just been doing crew stuff for shows there. It's been great.
Awesome. And then, Denise, of course, you've been involved for a little while. Talk about your background, if you would.
I'm going on year six there. I moved from San Diego to Murfreesboro about 7 years ago, and I had done a lot of theater out in San Diego. And so my family said, you should check out Center for the Arts and see if you would be interested in doing stuff over there. And they were doing a call for directors, so I submitted, and I directed Music Man because nobody wanted to do it because it was Meredith Wilson, and you needed a whole marching band of kids. So I said, hey, I'm not afraid of anything. Yes, I am. I'm going to be afraid of Sweeney Todd. But I decided, and then I said, hey, because I was really involved with children's program in San Diego, and I said, you know, what you need here is you need kids. Kids will be the lifeblood of what you do here, and so and they'll be your future directors, your future leads. And so they gave me a chance, and the rest is history. We have about 800 kids in our program now. This session, fall session, we have 170 enrolled just in this session, so it's our biggest enrollment ever. And so I can see how a couple of our CSA kids are in Sweeney Todd, which I'm proud of them.
Yeah, that's gotta make me proud seeing them grow and kind of work up the ladder like that.
Yes, it is, and they were some in Newsies earlier this year, and I'm really proud when I see them audition and make it into the main stage shows, because that's the goal for them. We're all involved, and we all love it, and it's just a really fun and great place to be.
Awesome. Now, while we're on the subject, what other opportunities do you guys have for kids? If you would kind of touch on that. I know you guys have classes throughout the year, and as you mentioned, a lot of these kids start very young, and then they kind of work their way up. So if somebody has a kid, or perhaps just there's a kid out there listening and says, I want to be involved, what does that look like?
We have we start with the kindergarten age. Kindergarten through second grade, we call it our minis class, our mini performers. So they come in and they learn all elements of theater, musical theater, and acting. And so they meet once a week. There's two classes for them, and that is, like I said, kindergarten through second grade. And so then we have beginning acting classes. We have intermediate and advanced acting. We have musical theater. Some people aren't musical. Some people, I mean, you should hear Savannah sing. She's great, but not everybody has that type of voice. So, but a lot of people want to be on stage and act, but they might not have that vocal singing ability. So we do regular acting and straight plays or musical theater for those who want to sing and dance. But we also have a voice academy there, and we have four excellent voice teachers. So a lot of the kids are also taking voice lessons with our voice teachers, and the improvement there is incredible. I've seen that. They'll come back into auditions, and it'll be the best they've ever sung. And I'll say, oh, my gosh, good for you. And they say, well, I started taking voice with one of the voice coaches. So that is good. We also have dance classes. We have our big production class, which teaches them how to be in a production, and not only teaches them, but gives them experience. So they get to, at the end of the session, perform to sold-out crowds. And that is just such great experience for them. And this time, we're doing Frozen Junior, and they get a big treat because we are doing it at Tucker Theater at MTSU.
Oh, wow.
And so, yes, our two morning shows, school day shows, we've sold over 1,000 tickets already for that, not till December.
Fantastic.
So they're going to perform, when it's all said and done, probably at about 3,200 people with their Frozen show. And so that's such an excitement for them, and it's such a treat for them to get to go do everything they've learned on stage. And they're good shows, so it's not like you're going to go see a bunch of kids up there trying. These kids are really talented, and we do a good job.
And how brave of them. And there's so many adults, people our age, that are afraid to get on stage, and these kids are in kindergarten, first, second grade, and they're going out there and just killing it. They're just doing a fantastic job, so that is very cool. Hey, what else is going on Christmas time? I know you guys have another big production at the Center for the Arts coming up on Christmas. While we're talking about it, are tickets on sale for that? I know those sell out way in advance.
So Christmas Carol tickets are going on sale the 25th of October. So
okay.
Not quite. We've got The Fantastics is next month, and those tickets are on sale now. And that's a really lovely show. Very classic. I think it's one of the longer running Broadway shows. Just a very, like, beautiful love story between, like, these two families, and the fathers are feuding, and the kids fall in love. It's, you know, one of those classic tales, but there's a little twist that I'm not going to spoil here on the radio. You just have to come see it for yourselves. And I know that cast is working very hard, because they open shortly after Sweeney Todd closes. And then, like I mentioned, Christmas Carol, which is actually an adaptation by the director.
Which, by the way, the director is Renee Robinson, who is also directing Sweeney, and I think we failed to mention that. One of the center's best directors. She's really good. So she's not only doing Sweeney Todd right now, but I was talking to her the other day, and she's exhausted. And I said, are you glad you get to rest after it opens this weekend? She goes, are you kidding me? I have Christmas Carol rehearsal.
On Sunday after the show. Yeah.
Right. When you guys finish with the production, you're almost immediately, I mean, they kind of overlap a little bit, right? You guys are
There's
kind of
two
planning,
weeks between
right?
each so one. So they
it's
rehearse.
Just constantly
yeah.
Go, 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 go.
Yep. We have, it's like, you know, a volleyball rotation. It's like soon as one goes into the theater, the next one moves out of the mirror room into the gallery to rehearse. Yeah. Once that one opens, the people rehearsing in the gallery start rehearsing in the theater. So we have a rotation schedule, and it works really well.
It does.
There's always something going on.
Yeah. Fantastic. So if anybody wants to get involved, I imagine there are spots available. If somebody even says, maybe I just want to get started, I want to do something small, I want to kind of dip my toe in, there's always opportunities for people who want to get involved. And Patience has mentioned this just about every time she's on. I think this is so cool. You're never really too young or too old to get involved.
That's
people
right.
People can be, you know, 50, 60 years into their life, had never thought about doing theater, give it a shot. The kids that are in first and second grade, they're starting. So really, you got such a wide range of ages. That is so cool. That's probably important for doing productions, because you need characters of all ages.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Even with our new season, we have Driving Miss Daisy is a show that we've put in there. So, of course, that takes an elderly person to be Miss Daisy. Mm-hmm. So there's all ages. Then there's shows for all ages. Awesome. Also, just to be involved, we have, and Brian will be able to give you dates on this, is auditions for Beauty and the Beast coming up.
Yeah. So we have Beauty and the Beast is our first show of our 2020 season. And auditions for that are the 20th and 21st of October. And then Aida is our second show in our 2020 season, and those auditions are November 10th and 11th. So if you need a little more time to prepare, you can definitely come out for Aida.
Fantastic. Our guests this morning, the folks from the Center for the Arts, with us Denise Parton, Ryan Fierro, and Savannah Gannon. We are talking about Sweeney Todd, which premieres tonight. So if you want to head and check that out, are we sold out for tonight? Are tickets still available for this weekend? I know These things sell out quick.
Yeah, say it's running pretty close to sold out this weekend. So if you want to come this weekend, go ahead and grab your tickets now. Because we're definitely anticipating, especially once word of mouth starts going around after this opening weekend, we're going to sell out.
Sell so and the, fast, yeah.
The closer to Halloween, too. People want to get scared.
Yeah.
Now, how do you get tickets? Is this online, in person?
You can come to our box office during business hours between 9 and 5. You can go online to our website, borroarts.org. That's borroarts.org. Or you can call our box office during business hours, 615-904-ARTS. It's 2787.
Now, you see sometimes for the box office, there's like a line around the building. Do you guys ever come in the morning and they're just waiting for you, lined up around the corner, and you think, oh, my gosh.
I usually come in the afternoons, but Denise, have we ever had a...
Yes, one time it was two summers ago, and we were doing Mulan with the kids. Mm-hmm. And so we told all the parents, tickets for Mulan go on sale Friday morning. We sold out a whole show in less than an hour, and they were backed out the door down on the patio, and we had to open up. We ended up doing 5 performances of Mulan just because they all kept selling out. And finally, I said,
fantastic.
No more.
Awesome. Well, Sweeney Todd starts tonight. It's going to be today, tomorrow, and Sunday, and then that's for the next 3 weekends. The Sunday's the matinee. What time's the matinee kickoff? I know Friday and Saturday is a little later.
Yeah, the matinee is at 2 p.m.
Awesome. Cool. We got more details for this. We're going to debut or take a look at some 2020 information, how you can get season tickets for the Center for the Arts, and take a look back at 2019. 2019, a lot happened. You guys had a lot of things that were new and improved and just building into a bigger and better thing for 2019. So we're going to talk about that a little bit as well. When we come back, we'll take a quick break, and we'll see you here in just a second.
We break in with traffic, news, and weather bulletins anytime. Good Neighbor Talk is your 24/7 connection. WTNS, AM, FM, and online.
I'm Peter Demas, inviting you to eat with our family at Demas's Restaurant. We're seeing a huge number of our customers that are allergic to gluten or at least gluten sensitive, and we've always had a great gluten-free menu. And so we now have gluten-free spaghetti, and many of our sauces are gluten-free. So it's a great place to go if you're gluten-sensitive or you have celiac disease and you can't eat gluten at all. This is Peter Demas. Come eat with my family at Demas's Restaurant, Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro.
This is Amanda from Animal City. I'd like to invite your family to come do business with our family. It's especially important this time of year to make sure that your pet is protected against fleas and ticks. Here at Animal City, we have a wide range of products to make sure your pet stays safe. And if you're looking to add a new family member, we have a variety of pets waiting here to meet you. Here at Animal City, we have a stunning variety of pets, ranging from the traditional to the exotic. This is Amanda from Animal City, 919 Northwest Broad Street, Murfreesboro.
This is Kim Dunaway from Sunshine Nutrition Center. You hear me on Monday mornings at 7:20 talking about how to lead a healthier lifestyle. We carry supplements, personal care, and grocery items at both our Murfreesboro and Smyrna locations, family owned and operated since 1989.
Experience real hometown banking. I'm Shelly Rigsby, manager of First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We're at 2230 Mercury Boulevard. We are a local community bank. We offer a personal one-on-one experience with each of our customers that you will not be able to get with the larger institutions. Come see us at the Bank Murfreesboro Calls First. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, Mercury Boulevard, member FDIC.
From the WGNSRadio.com News Center, a local news update with Ron Jordan.
This holiday season, Barnabas Vision and the Rutherford County Schools Atlas Program will be providing sponsorships with an opportunity to provide Christmas gifts to at-risk youth. The Adopt a Teen program strives to help parents pay their bills during the holiday season by supplying them with Christmas presents for their teenage school children. Find out how you can help by logging into WGNSRadio.com. The first ever Exit 111 Festival, which will include a variety of rock music, is this week. Both Manchester City and Coffee County schools will be closed Friday after the school systems adjusted their schedules. Headliners include Lynyrd Skynyrd, Def Leppard, and Guns N' Roses. Coffee County Sheriff Chad Parton expects traffic to flow quickly in and out each night of the festival. He said the state does not want to open the special interstate exit, often unofficially referred to as Exit 112, designed many years ago just for Bonnaroo. More information on our website. The case against Deonte Wade moving forward in the courts. Rutherford County DA Jennings Jones has the story.
The charge arose from an investigation into the shooting death of Carmen Elias Simmons. That investigation began the night of March the 13th when Wade called the police and requested that an ambulance come to the 400 block of Forest Street. When the Murfreesboro police arrived at the scene, they discovered that Wade's girlfriend, Carmen Simmons, has been shot in the face. Simmons was transported to St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital, where she was pronounced dead. Murfreesboro City Detective Doug Arrington charged Deonte Wade with reckless homicide. Wade is presently released from custody after posting a $75,000 bond.
To keep in touch, follow us on Twitter at WGNS Radio. I'm Ron Jordan, News Radio WGNS.
On air, online at WGNSradio.com, on the go with our mobile apps. News Radio WGNS, Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news. You may think money problems are just impossible to fix. Get sound advice with Dave Ramsey 1 to 4 weekdays, followed by certified financial planner Jason Qualls at 4.
Alrighty, folks, we are back. The second half of the Action Line, just about to kick off. Our guests this morning, Denise Parton, Ryan Fierro, and Savannah Gannon. We're talking a number of things with Center for the Arts, but particularly Sweeney Todd kicks off tonight. You can see it this weekend and the next two weekends, with, of course, Sunday being the matinee. And we wanted to kind of recap 2019 as we get near the end of 2019. A lot of new things happened this year, and I'm just going to kind of let you guys go around the circle and kind of share some stories. What's new from 2018 to 2019? And then we're going to take a look at what we can expect for 2020.
Yeah. Well, 2019, you know, we got a few different upgrades at the center. We got our liquor license, so we now have a bar. Patrons can, you know, grab a drink and watch the show, so that's a really nice improvement. We got a new ticketing system, so guests can now choose their seats instead of, you know, just hoping to get there 30 minutes early and trying to get a clump of seats for their group. So it's really nice. And then we also got some new lighting systems in place. So we've got some really cool lighting effects we can do now as well. Not sure if there was anything else or if that was...
Just overall, like, cosmetically, the outside of the building was, like, you know, sandblasted and painted, so it's really pretty.
It looks
again.
Great,
yeah,
yes.
It's a lot nice. And then, you know, it's just a lot of internal things, just fixing up the restrooms, you know, because updating them and making them nicer.
Now, Denise, you've been here, you said, for 6 years. You guys have been here for a number of years. When you put in all this hard work, and it's not just one or two shows, but, I mean, for years and years and years, you guys have been just churning and burning, just trying to put on great shows. And now you see that, you know, next year some new things start popping up, the ticketing, and all that stuff is new and improved, and it obviously costs money. So there's, you know, more money going back into the Center for the Arts. That's got to make you feel great. After all that hard work, you start seeing some things change, and you think, wow, we did this. We were a part of this, and now it's getting bigger and better.
Yeah, that's true. When I came 6 years ago, I came from San Diego, and I was a little bit of a snob because I came from a huge venue there, big. And when I walked into the center, I kind of said, this is the smallest stage I've ever seen. And this is like, and I just thought, oh, wow, like, where's your warehouse for this and where's that? And so when I first directed Music Man, like I said, there was not a huge costume department. There wasn't a lot of things. So it was the first time I ever directed a show where I had to do everything, be my own costumer, be my own set designer, my light designer, everything, because usually I had a staff to do that with me out in California. But it is the most sweetest, intimate theater. I think I have grown to love it, and now the stage is huge to me all of a sudden, just because it's so everything big happens there. We do big shows on that stage, big talent on that stage, and it's so, to me, it's such a bright spot in Murfreesboro and such a huge place to be. And I love being there, and I have a 13-year-old daughter that when we came 6 years ago, she was just like, she was young, and she's grown up on that stage, and she's grown up there and made her best friends of her life there in that place. So it's wonderfully big and huge and glorious when you're really close and a part of it, and it's just a happy place to be. So whether you're on stage or sitting in the audience, it's just fun to be there.
I've met so many different people from the Center for the Arts with you guys over about once a month. We'll have you guys on and talk about the upcoming production, and the one constant is everybody is happy and smiling, and they're just so excited for the next thing. They're all into what they're doing, and they're ready to go to the next thing. That's what we were talking about. You guys do, what'd you say, for next year, 13 or 14 shows in a year. So, okay, do the math on that. That's one per month, and then you squeeze a few more in there. I don't know where they go, but you squeeze them in there. That is a lot of work.
It is. And we have so many volunteers. And just like, you know, Savannah sitting next to me here, she's very talented. You should really come and see her. She just finished with Last 5 Years not too long ago. She was the lead. That was a cast of two. And she did that. And to see her come in and give all her time and talent and effort for the center. And there's a lot of people that do that, and they don't get paid anything. They're just, they're doing it because they love what they do, and they share it with us, and they share it with Murfreesboro and Middle Tennessee. So that says a lot about what goes on there, because I'll be leaving at night and I'll see people there painting on the set, and they've been there all day and they're working and they're happy. They're not mad there. I mean, they can go home anytime, but they choose to stay, and I'll talk to them the next morning and I'm like, how late were you here at midnight? I'm like, oh my gosh. But they stay the next night till midnight because that's where they want to be. And this is families with kids that stay too, you know, and eating their dinner there on stage or backstage, and just there because it's such a family community, and it's such a, you know, like I keep saying, fun place to be.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I think a behind the scenes video of you guys there, like this little documentary, would be so cool to see all the, you know, you mentioned people eating their dinner behind the curtain or on stage. And just, I just think that would be pretty neat.
Oh, it'd make a great reality.
Oh gosh, yeah, it would.
That's drama.
So still for 2020, we still have, obviously, again, Sweeney Todd starts this weekend and the next 2 weekends, the Fantastics, the Christmas Carol, the Frozen production. What's going on for 2020? Do we have an idea what shows? Can we? I'm sure we know. Can we tell everybody what's coming up in 2020, or do we got to keep that on ice?
No, we can
absolutely
announce the shows.
All right. Yeah.
Do you want to go ahead, Ryan?
That's his big deal.
He's our marketing person, so he does all this stuff.
Well, like I mentioned earlier, we're starting with Beauty and the Beast. That's our January show. And then we've got Aida coming up after that. And then correct me if I get any of these wrong. I'm out of order because I don't have it pulled up in front of me. We've got The Diary of Anne Frank after that. So that's going to be kind of a nice, you know, historical look and a little more of a somber show. But still,
and that's a play versus a musical.
Yeah. We generally do about 3 or 4 just straight plays, and then the rest are musicals per year. So we got The Diary of Anne Frank. and then it is
Little Women.
Little Women after that one. And that is the musical. That's the musical version of the show.
It's so good.
And then after that, we've got
Dogfight.
Dogfight. I was like, punching? I don't
know. Okay, punching.
Yeah, so then we've got Dogfight, and that is our April into May show. We got Driving Miss Daisy after that, like Denise mentioned earlier, and that's kind of a smaller cast, a little older cast as well. So that's going to be kind of a nice...
That one's in the gallery, too, I think.
Yeah.
So those are fun, intimate. Yes. Fun. That's where Last 5 Years was. So, right. Those are intimate. And,
and that's a little bit of a smaller spot then.
Yes.
Much smaller. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then, so after Driving Miss Daisy, we've got a mystery show. We can't announce it until January, so people will have to keep involved with us and keep checking the website.
And they can do that with Facebook and the website as well.
Yeah. Yes, yeah.
Or they can talk to me directly. I'm directing it, and I'll give them big hints to let them know, because I want them to plan on auditioning for it. So it's going to be a fun show.
Yeah. And then after the mystery show, we've got Mamma Mia, July into August. And then after that is Noises Off, which is another one of those straight plays that we do. The Hunchback of Notre Dame, which is what I'm really excited about. Quasimodo has always been kind of a dream role of mine. And then The Great Gatsby, Man of La Mancha is November, and then Elf the Musical is going to be our December show next year.
Oh, that is going to be so much fun.
Yeah. It's going to be a really good season. We're really excited for it.
So how do you guys, have pretty much all of next year planned out. How do you decide what shows you're going to do? Do you guys kind of just have a big meeting of the minds and just throw every idea out there and then you pick which ones you like? Is that how that looks, basically?
Well, we used to have a committee that would meet and discuss it and all bring something to the table. Now we have Mark Williams. He's our artistic director for the center, and he's not here today because he's on vacation, too. Everybody got to go on vacation but us.
Right.
We're not very happy about
that.
We're working hard. So Mark, this year, single-handedly, like, he didn't really meet with the committee. He just got ideas himself and put it out there, then showed us, and I think that worked really well because sometimes the committee can go and meet for weeks at a time and it just takes a while. Mm-hmm. I thought he pulled together a really good season. Now, some of those that he pulled, we didn't get to do because you don't get the rights to them for various reasons, or you find out that it's being done somewhere close to you and you don't mm-hmm. want to repeat it. So then he came with the final, spread of what we're going to do. And then he and we all look at it and work together, and he works along with patients on this to find out what month they fall in would be best. Because if you have a show that's a big family show and you want kids in it too, you don't want to do it like too much during the school year, mm-hmm. In the summer. So it's just things, and like the Sweeney Todd, the more darker, scary shows go in October because that, works for that. So, it's a science, and then sometimes you can't get the rights for the month you want, so you have to switch it around. So it's a headache too, but once you get it all together, you take a big sigh of relief, and then you go and rebuild
it. Let it go.
That is a lot of fun. I know some of them I recognize, some of them I did not. Obviously, Elf the Musical, you mentioned, The Great Gatsby, you mentioned Beauty and the Beast. Some of those I've heard, and then some of them are newer ones. So do you guys always try to pick maybe a couple that everybody will be familiar with and then just kind of slide in some new ones maybe folks aren't as familiar with?
You have to be. You have to look at it as a business sense, too, because we have to stay open. So you have to get something that's well-known out there in the community. And like Little Women would be known. That's a classic book, and that was a movie, Beauty and the Beast. Some of those, ticket sales are just people are going to want to come see it. But then you have your arts community, too, that you want to stay involved in. Those are your volunteers, and they want to try these new shows maybe that are not very well known out in the public, but you want to put some of those in, too, because you have to. It's like if I open a restaurant just because I like spicy food, mm-hmm. I can't have everything on the menu spicy, or nobody, only certain, So you have to just look at it that way, too. So we have to serve the community but also serve our artists that are very much and give so much of their time to the center as well.
Awesome. We're going to take a quick time out, check on the weather and traffic. When we come back, we're going to talk Sweeney Todd and let you all folks know how you can get tickets. There are many ways. That's a 2019 improvement. You can get tickets a number of ways. We're going to talk about that when we come back. So keep it right here. Thanks for joining us. You're listening to News Radio WGNS.
The GNS in our call stands for Good Neighbor Station. That's been our objective since 1947. Now more than ever, count on WGNS.
Partly sunny today. Highs top out near 82 degrees. Wind south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. And then a chance for showers and storms developing tonight. I'm Phil Jensko on News Radio WGNS.
Currently, it's 68. good. Morning's still looking good right now as you come down 24 westbound here at Walden Road, South Ridley Parkway, continuing towards Nashville. Now, they were doing that unscheduled maintenance work on 24 westbound at Bell Road that was adding to that slowdown a few minutes ago. Hopefully, they'll wrap all that up and get it out of there. Traffic's busy on 41 inbound Murfreesboro Pike. Hey, the 40th annual Oktoberfest in Germantown is going on this weekend. Check out the details at thenashvilleoktoberfest.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Broadcasting to every nook and cranny of Rutherford County's 618 square miles. FM 100.5, 101.9, and AM 1450.
Hot and humid weather. Stay ahead of the game with an air conditioning tune-up from Precision Air. A tune-up's an affordable way to ensure your system's ready for the cooling season. Precision Air, celebrating 25 years of service. Call Precision Air, 615-834-3777. Online at precisionairtn.com.
If only I could spend my whole paycheck on new tires.
Said no one ever. Which is why Bud's Tire Pros makes buying Michelin tires simpler. Allison Mitchell at Bud's Tire Pros says that they offer a straightforward approach to service, and they include a nationwide warranty with every purchase.
We're your one stop shop for all your automotive needs, including alignments, oil changes, brake service, engine repair, and much more.
Stop by today to see their full lineup of Michelin tires. For whatever you drive, Michelin has a tire to fit any need. Tire Pros, hassle-free guaranteed. Visit BudsTireProsTN.com.
Alrighty, folks, we are back. You're listening to News Radio WGNS, of course, and the group with us this morning for the Action Line, the Center for the Arts. We know them and we love them. They're on about once a month, and they're super, super busy. They got, what, about 50 productions per year, so you guys are constantly working on the next thing. But right now, Sweeney Todd is the focus. So, folks that weren't with us for the beginning of the show, if you could, let us know what to expect for Sweeney Todd tonight, tomorrow, Sunday, and then the next following two weekends.
Yeah. Well, do you want to go ahead and take this one, Savannah?
I think that you should expect to really enjoy yourself for the show. The show is a spectacle. Everything from the lights to the set, everything has been done with so much detail. And as I mentioned earlier, the music is crazy. It's very difficult, and it's also classical style. It's very pleasing to listen to. A lot of the blocking is done for visual and spatial tension, which is always interesting to see. We utilize the staircase in the theater, which is a ton of fun. We try and scare you guys as best we can.
I'm scared.
And I think you will be. It's pretty scary. I'm not going to lie. There's some pretty dark themes in the show, which is why it's better for an older audience. It is rated R. But even so, if it's something like you're comfortable with your kids and like, or like teens or something like that, they would still enjoy it. There's a lot of things in here for all different types of people.
Maybe high school age and above.
High school age is what I would say.
Now, you mentioned blocking. You mentioned blocking a second ago. What is that about?
Blocking. So that's what your director gives you for your scene, where you need to be, how you're going to move in your scene, and how it works with the other people in the scene as well. It just depends on their vision and how the set works and where we need to go.
And now, how much of that, when you guys put these together, how much of that is improvised and how much of it is kind of step for step, word for word? Most of it is very rehearsed, and you guys kind of really nail it down how you like it.
Right. I would hope no one tries to improvise their blocking tonight. I would hope. I hope they don't. We don't have a ton of space back in the wings or on stage. We need to be as close as rehearsed as possible.
Fantastic. So that's going to be happening tonight. High school age and above. Tickets are available online, or you can go to the box office. Now, the box office opens at 10 o'clock. So if you're listening right now, you still have about an hour and 10 minutes to get over there and get in line. Or you can do it online. How do you do it online if somebody's at work and maybe they can't get to the box office?
They can just go to our website, borroarts.org, B-O-R-O arts. And there are links all over the place to buy tickets for this show, for the Fantastics, for season passes, for anything you could want.
Awesome. And I did want to recap the 2020 season passes. This is something that is new, I believe, as well to this year. How do folks look into that, and what is that all? Because I know Patience has mentioned you can actually have your own seat.
Yes.
She has her own seat. Talk about that. That's pretty cool. Talk about that.
That's subscription.
Yeah, so we have a couple different options for purchasing tickets, like, way in advance. For 2020, we've got subscriptions, which let you come, like, the same night, have the same seat for every show you want to see. So those, like, you could set your ticket for, like, hers is one of the back row seats every opening night. And you So you can either call our box office or go online to set that up. You can do passes, which are a little more flexible. You buy, like, platinum, which is all the shows. You can buy a gold, which I think is 11, or, however you want to do it. And then you just get advanced access. So once we, once it gets a little closer to the shows, you can be a little more flexible. So it's not quite as set in stone, but you still have access to all those shows. You don't have to worry about, maybe a specific performance selling out, but you still, you've got a spot reserved.
Now, we had talked briefly about some of the shows for next year. So is that information available somewhere? Can go on your guys' website and see that, and they can maybe in advance see kind of what they want to do, and then if they want to go to a number of these shows, a subscription sounds like a good idea. That sounds like the logical choice.
We've definitely got a section on our website for the 2020 season, and that's got, the poster. It's got a nice, paragraph or two synopsis of all the shows except for the one mystery show. We'll update the site later on with that.
Have a special radio show just for
the breaking news. Very cool. That is something we would love to debut here on the show. Maybe we can do that when you guys are up here next time if it's able to be announced. It'll be the WGNS breaking news special announcement. Yes. And we can get that information out there. So what is the reasoning for that, if anybody out there is curious? I know I am. Is that just a licensing issue?
It's just a stipulation in the contract.
Yeah. Okay.
Because awesome. It's such a big show.
Well, that's very exciting. I think that's pretty neat. And then you guys had mentioned 10 or 11 other shows that are already announced for next year. Mm-hmm. So, again, people can – and I'm looking forward. I know we're not even to this Christmas, but Elf the Musical, that is very cool.
Yeah, last year the kids did Elf Junior for their season, and it was such a fun show. We had a blast. We ended up doing 14 performances of that because another one just kept selling out.
Yeah, it's such a hit. It really is.
So we kept saying, it would be great if we could get the full version for the main stage, and so they were able to get that. And that was a hard one to get rights to as well because it toured and it was hard to get, but we finally did, and so we're excited about that.
I've been told Will Ferrell is a hard man to get a hold of. To ask to use Elf is probably a hard guy to get a hold of. I wanted to ask you as well, you mentioned when sometimes these shows, when they sell out, you guys add a few more dates. Now, you guys are so packed, and they mentioned things overlap. How do you find space for that?
It's almost impossible. Christmas Carol is one that will sell out before. The year before last we did it. It sold out before it opened, and that was all three weekends. And so they try to it's a slippery slope sometimes, in my opinion, because you want to add shows, but then you realize, you look at those precious people up there on stage performing their heart out, and they get tired, and it's exhausting. It's exhausting to put yourself on stage and give, whether you're intensely acting or singing, and it takes a lot out of you. In consideration, they've been rehearsing for 10 weeks before that, and they have a family life too, so to say, hey, we're going to add this one out, and a lot of time it's the director talks with the cast and says, hey, and sometimes, people say, yeah, it's fun, let's do another one, but then sometimes they're like, oh no. If you didn't get your tickets, too bad. Because we're done.
As far as the space for the production, though, if you guys have shows lined up already in advance, do you ever have the opportunity where you say, we'd love to keep doing this show, but we literally have another show on this stage next weekend, there's nowhere to do it?
Yeah, that's happened before. You have to close. That's why when we say get your tickets, we're not trying to sell, because we do sell out. Mm-hmm. We're just being nice and saying, get them if you want to come. Because it's going to close, and then you're not going to see it, but you're going to hear about how great it was, and you're going to be mad at yourself for not going.
Mm-hmm. And what a great way, though, too, to get tickets now instead of have to physically show up at the box office. You can do it online, and that that really takes a lot of the legwork, literally takes a lot of the legwork out of it. You can do it from your phone or your computer at work. So,
and the fact that you can pick your own seats, that's what I wanted for years, being there.
Yes.
And I just hated the having to wait and everybody just rush in and try to get seats. But now you can pick them, and then you can go to dinner and walk in at 7:20, and you can stop in and get a drink and take
Don't
it in.
Don't have to get
to
there an hour early to get a good seat.
That's right. So it's and if we want friends to come with you, as my daughter's always calling her friends and saying, we got tickets for this night. This is the seats. Get the one next to it. So we know we're all sitting together that way. It's fun.
Now, when you guys sell these tickets, obviously it's not GA, so you can pick your actual spot, which is wonderful. What about handicap seating and things like that? If folks are in a wheelchair or maybe they can't get up and down stairs, is there things for that?
And that's online too. You'll see when it says select your seats, there's a row that is wheelchair accessible and handicap seating.
Awesome. Okay. Very cool. We got just a couple minutes here left, guys. Any final thoughts, any shout outs to anybody that couldn't be here this morning that we want to, we got about 20 other people who are just working and really trying to put this thing on. Any shout outs? Any last thoughts?
Yeah. I mean, as someone who came in to the show to Sweeney and Todd, 2 weeks before we open, I want to shout out to the whole rest of the cast, honestly, because they've been
shout out to
super
you,
helpful.
Okay?
just helping me get everything down because it's a big show to learn. Especially in such a condensed time frame.
Agreed. Yeah, he had to learn it very quickly, and so did Adam Bowe. He's playing Judge Turpin in our show. He came in at the same time, and he has done so well. He has quite a few lines and songs, and he's memorized them. We're here tonight, and he's gonna do it. It's incredible to see. And our director Renee Robinson, our leads. We have David Cummings as Sweeney Todd, and we have Alexius Frost as Mrs. Levitt. Several people in the show you've probably seen before on the Center for the Arts stage, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Now, with us this morning, Denise Parton, Savannah Gannon, and Ryan Fierro. Ryan, when you got that call, when they said, hey, we need you to be in Sweeney Todd, and you said, hey, great, next time, or are you talking about the one in 2 weeks? I said, no, the one in 2 weeks. What was your answer?
I mean, absolutely. I had to check my schedule, make sure I had had room for it. But I mean, Sweeney Todd's been one of my dream shows.
And hadn't you just closed the show? You had just finished Secret Garden.
I actually auditioned for Sweeney Todd originally when they were casting, but I was in Shakespeare in Love, which we just closed a couple weeks ago. So just time constraints, it just wasn't going to work. And so I think it was the weekend, during the week between the two weekends of Shakespeare, they asked me, and I was like, yeah, that's fine.
Two weeks,
sure, why not? But they wouldn't have asked me if they didn't think I could do it. So,
if we're going to do a shout out, I have to say Shakespeare in Love was one of the best I have ever seen. That was such a good show.
Mm-hmm. Indeed, I agree.
I loved it. I was in love with Shakespeare in Love.
So throughout the year, we mentioned this is maybe geared towards high school and above age. You guys do family stuff year-round, though, so there's a number of productions. You could bring the little ones all the way up to grandma and grandpa. And is that information online? So if somebody looks ahead of time and they could see kind of the rating system and all that stuff ahead of time.
Yeah. Yes, it is. And if they call in and they're not doing it online, we let them know. And then it's marked as they come in the center on the posters that we make. We'll have a rating on it. And so we just let them know, especially if we see that they're buying tickets for children and stuff. We give them a heads up.
Fantastic. Well, it's been a lot of fun this morning, guys. I'm excited for this weekend and the next couple weekends. Again, tickets on sale now. As we mentioned, these things sell out, and when they sell out, you're out of luck. There's nothing you can do, even if you know somebody, you ain't getting in.
That's true. There's so much truth in that.
Well, thank you guys so much. Denise Parton, Savannah Gannon, and Ryan Fierro with us this morning from Center for the Arts talking Sweeney Todd. We recapped 2019, even though there's still plenty, and we took a look at 2020. Most of the shows for 2020 online now, so check that out and start planning on getting your tickets for that. Of course, the Fantastic's coming up. We have the Christmas Carol and the Frozen production, which we're all pretty excited for the little ones, so that'll be neat.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Well, thank you, guys, and have a great rest of the weekend. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
All righty.
From the tallest tower in the city with that little red light on top. FM 100.5, FM 101.9, and AM 1450.
Consumer questions, money concerns, and more right here.
Consumer Warrior Clark Howard, weekdays 11 to 1 on WGNS.
Rutherford County's place to talk.
Partly sunny today. Highs top out near 82 degrees. Wind south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. And then a chance for showers and storms developing tonight. I'm Phil Jensko on News Radio WGNS.
Currently, it's 68.
Good morning. Still looking good right now as you come down 24 westbound here at Walden Road, Sam Ridley Parkway, continuing towards Nashville now. They were doing that unscheduled maintenance work on 24 westbound at Bell Road that was adding to that slowdown a few minutes ago. Hopefully they'll wrap all that up and get it out of there. Traffic's busy on 41 inbound Murfreesboro Pike. Hey, the 40th annual Oktoberfest in Germantown is going on this weekend. Check out the details at thenashvilleoktoberfest.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
All righty, guys. That is about the most fun you're going to have ever, hanging out with a couple of people here in the radio studio. They're so excited for Sweeney Todd tonight, and you can just tell it's radiating. So make sure you get there this weekend, and the next two weekends you have an opportunity to see the show as well. That's going to be at the Center for the Arts right around the corner here from the station. It's 110 West College. Get your tickets now. Truman Jones, Live Music Fridays next.
Have you been getting most of your money advice from your brother-in-law? Maybe you need Dave Ramsey.
The Dave Ramsey Show, 1 to 4 on WGNS, Rutherford County's Place to Talk.